Well, welcome to Juicing the People versus O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story. I'm Adam Papagan.
I'm J.J. Stratford.
And this is a show where we're going to break down the... Is epic a good... That's an overused term, but this is a really...
The crime of the century.
Epic crime. An epic miniseries. This is like the longest made-for-TV movie of all time, probably.
They've already made a TV movie of it as well.
They did?
Yeah. What was that? In the late 90s.
That sounds familiar. 90s. I got to track that down.
It's on YouTube, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't... This is the Ben-Hur of made-for-TV movies, probably.
It was a TV movie even while it was happening.
Yeah. Wow. Multiple layers.
Hence why we're making our own show about it.
Yeah. It's... You know, the 10-hour miniseries is not enough.
No.
We need an additional 9 hours of commentary about it. Because my impression of this show has been, while it seems pretty factual, like they did their research, a lot of it is still just like, there's still some artistic license to it, even though it's nonfiction.
Yes.
So, you know, it's our job to add... further interpretation on that to kind of bring the people back to the people versus O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story.
Right, because we both grew up in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
I was just out of high school when the murder happened, and it consumed my life completely.
I was in elementary school in Brentwood when the murder happened, and yeah, it consumed my life as well.
And even when I heard they were making a TV show about it, I really was kind of upset that they were making a show about it.
You were upset?
Yeah, because I thought, now I have to dig all that stuff up again. Mm. Like it already just took over the media for so long, and now it's like, oh, this is like... time to cash in on the crime yet again.
But now the media is fractured. This comes from a time when there weren't so many news stories, so many social media shares, so many apps, there's just too much of everything now. So when I heard, I had nostalgia.
Uh-huh.
I have nostalgia for those days of a simple... huge media circus. You don't get a media circus like that. Trump is the closest thing. Well, no, that's more like doublespeak, like establishment stuff.
Yeah.
Casey Anthony, remember her?
No, who's... I don't
know. The lady who killed her baby a couple years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The lady in Italy. I love a good media circus, is what I'm saying.
Well, there's never been a media circus that could top this one.
No, and there never will be. It's like they say that Michael Jackson, like his sales records will never be broken, because that was an era when they had these big albums and everyone went to them and bought everything. And so you're never going to have the music industry like that. You're never going to have a media circus like this. It was from a different time.
Do you think that the O.J. Simpson murder trial is the beginning of the fracturing of the media?
Absolutely. It's because it was the birth of the Kardashians. Like other things, TMZ came out of it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Harvey Levin. Do you think he's going to be in the miniseries?
Oh, definitely.
He has to be.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait for that. Well, we should just jump right in then.
Yeah, so we're basically on this show, we're going to follow the FX show.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go, because it's really easy to jump around the case after already living it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to follow the episodes as they happen and talk about the details.
That's what I like about this show. That's why I think it's groundbreaking on another level.
Yeah.
Is because everyone's so familiar with everything that happened, and it was already on TV when it was happening, like a primary source.
Yeah.
They're not restricted to traditional narrative structure. The show is just like, Remember when that happened? Do you remember him? Do you remember her?
But there's people that
didn't. There's the Bronco.
There's the Bronco. There is a lot of that, especially when I watched the first episode.
The first episode was so much name dropping.
Oh yeah.
Every time it happened, I think my favorite was like when Chris Kardashian was at the funeral.
Oh.
And she was like,
Chloe,
Courtney, put away that candy.
Yeah, stop running around the funeral.
Put away the candy. But they name dropped like everything.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, that's a Ford Bronco from Ford Motor Company, founded by Henry Ford. Like, they really.
Yeah, the Bronco's coming back in a big way.
The founder of this country, George Washington. Like literally everything they would name drop. It was so fun.
Oh, yes, you're looking for Robert Shapiro? He's right here. I'm really into John Travolta's Robert Shapiro.
He's great.
He's really, really good.
The cast is amazing.
Yes. Although I think David Schwimmer stole a perfectly good role for an Armenian.
Yeah, but okay, but here's the
but
thing.
But it makes sense.
The way Hollywood works is if they were trying to cast an Armenian in that role, they would cast a non-Armenian, they would cast a Middle Eastern person. Right. They would still get it wrong. Like, Armenia's in Turkey. Like, that's part of Europe.
Right. True.
So, you know, they would have, I don't know, I think it's fair casting. But that's the thing, like, there's a lot of big names in this, but you don't, like, I'm never like, oh, there's David Schwimmer. I'm like, oh, that's Robert Shapiro, because the names that they're representing are, like, bigger almost.
I laugh every time David Schwimmer is on.
I think it's great.
When he like pushes people
Juice,
out of the
Bobby.
Way. It's Bobby. Or like, let me in. I'm on the list.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, we have a lot to get to tonight because we have to cover two episodes. Normally, yeah. We'll go episode to episode, but we're starting a little late in the run. That's all right, though, because the first episode, a lot of stuff happened. We have a breakdown here.
And I want to say that
yeah.
Adam does an OJ tour of the sites, and I went on the tour and actually had nightmares after your tour. It was the first time, even though growing up with it, that Nicole and Ron seemed extremely human to me. And then maybe 3 weeks later, I was at a thrift store in Burbank, and I discovered someone's obsessive newspaper clipping collection of the OJ trial. So that's what we're going to use for our background visuals. So we're going to show throughout where we talk the real life people and the real pictures so we can balance the fiction.
With our memories, which could be fact, could be fiction at this point.
Oh, yeah.
With the actual real events of the television show, which is based on real. So a lot of layers.
A lot of layers.
So episode one.
Episode one
opens LA riots. LA riots are cool. I mean, I know like 30 people died, but
they are not.
LA riots are tight.
The LA riots are not cool.
They are.
Well, that happened my senior year of high school, and I went to Fairfax High on Melrose and Fairfax, and when I was watching the footage of the LA riots in the FX show, I was a little bit. Like, it put me in a weird state, like, to see those tapes again, it was like, and it still is very relevant and very, like, scary, so it really made me feel like we haven't really progressed that much, and now these tapes are used to fill a narrative for a show that's getting a lot of ratings. It's kind of weird, but it's very important to the story, so... At least they didn't reenact
the riots. Yeah, they used some.
They used real footage. Yeah, they didn't cast a. Anyway.
But that was it. Helps paint a picture of what LA was like at the time. That
they have to too. It's like they have to talk about it right off the bat.
So, opens with the riots, and then they don't show the murder.
No.
I thought they were going to open the show with like. Like going to the courtroom, like OJ over here, like the photos, and then like 1 year earlier. I thought they were going to do that. So I'm glad that they didn't.
Oh, yeah, they're going in chronological.
Yeah, I'm glad they just kind of started it after the murder, because that's really where the story starts. Because no one really knows what happened with the murder.
Right.
It could have been, he could have had an assistant. AC could have been helping him, his son. Could have just been OJ. Could have not been OJ. The series, though, because the poster, he's wearing the glove, and it fits him.
He's only wearing one glove in the poster,
but it fits
right?
him, though.
But it fits.
So, we know how the producers feel.
Yeah.
But yeah, limo pickup, I was just like...
Oh, yeah, seeing the limo driver.
I was like, yeah! The limo driver who was waiting for him, because I know what's going to happen.
Yeah. There's no spoilers on the show, because everyone knows what's mm-hmm. going to happen.
But that's fun, though, because it's, like, rewarding. Like, oh, I remember that. Creates, like, a cool feedback loop.
Yeah, I felt like that even seeing the dog.
Kato the dog.
Okay, that's right. They don't talk about it on the show, but the dog's name was Kato.
That's right.
All named after Kato Kaelin.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was such a good friend.
I love all the scenes with Kato.
Oh, my God. They went hard on Kato Kaelin. Thank God.
He's hanging out in the house with them.
Are you on a substance,
yeah.
sir?
Talk to Arnell, O.J. Simpson's daughter.
Daughter.
Rocking it. I'm Mark Furman. That was a little tease. I like that.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, he's going to come up. That's a character. But do you think that in real life, Kato Kaelin answered the door without a shirt on? Or is that fan fiction?
I bet that he was shirtless. Yeah. I can see that.
Do you think he was stoned, like marijuana stoned?
See, now that's a more interesting question, because it was the middle of the night. So
yeah.
He seems like he just woke up. Like, if he was a stoner, he would have gotten high like at like 10, 11 o'clock and gone to bed. So he would have just been tired. I don't think he would have been up at 5, 6 in the morning smoking weed.
So when they say, sir, are you on a substance, that's just the writers trying to say, like, this guy is not intelligent or he's...
Yeah.
He's just a stony person.
Mm-hmm. I think it's been a little unfair to Kato.
The whole trial is unfair to Kato. That's part of it.
No, he became famous, though.
It's true.
He was destined to be famous some way.
But was he famous at the... See, this is where I'm foggy. Was he famous at the time?
No, he became famous from the trial.
I mean, during the trial. That's what I mean. He became famous in the trial. But weren't people kind of laughing at him? A little bit like, oh, who's this freeloader guy?
Yeah.
Why does O.J. Simpson have, like, a stoner friend living in the back?
Yeah, it's funny. It's He's like... Kato's like the comic relief.
Yeah.
In this tragic story. Did you know that the guy who found the dog barking wrote the If I Did It book all those years later?
No.
Yeah. Interesting, huh?
The guy. Okay, that was also a little
Pablo
weird.
Or whatever his name is, Paul. Like, I forget
But it
his
was
name.
Like a fat guy in a Hawaiian shirt in the show.
Uh-huh. He's Nicole's neighbor.
But is that the guy that really saw the dog? And
yeah.
Okay. And he's the one that wrote it?
Yeah. Wrote If I Did It.
OJ didn't write If I Did It?
He had a ghostwriter.
Oh, ghostwriter.
Yeah.
What? The person that saw Nicole's body wrote
he heard
book?
The dog barking and testified that he heard a plaintive wail of a hound.
Okay, but he's not the guy that actually walked up and saw the dog. Not the guy walking the dog.
Yeah, no, that guy.
Oh.
We're splitting hairs here.
Okay. Which is easy to do.
Yeah. Well, it's such a rich story. Okay, something I thought was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It looked to me like they were filming the crime scene at the actual condo. How weird is that? Reenacting a violent crime at the site for a movie about it.
Well, I thought they had to reconstruct the Bundy condo, right? Because it's been remodeled.
Just the front has been remodeled, though.
But they don't have that. We were just there at the murder scene. But there
that,
was
that
no...
That gate right here?
That gate right there is like... It's been changed. It's been modernized. It's like when we were on the tour, I was like, oh, they have like one of those wood fancy gates now. But I remember the picture.
But in the show, it's like in that like side alley. not the alley, but like the passageway on the side of the house that connects the alley to the front mm-hmm. is there. It's definitely Bundy. The exterior shots
yeah.
are the actual, like, if not in front of the house, maybe like a block away. Like, it's pretty close.
Yeah.
And that was very weird.
That is weird. It's really spooky. And I don't really understand how anyone could live in that apartment.
I would love to.
You earned it.
To have a famous dwelling like that? Yeah. I could think about Nicole all the time.
One thing that was interesting was that, you know, you've heard the story about the kids sleeping upstairs, but then to actually see it, like a reenactment of the cops going into the house and like seeing the kids mm-hmm. in the bed.
I remember when the kids left a message like, "Mommy, where are you?
Why are we at the police station?" Did they really do that?
But they let the kids wander off to a payphone?
Yeah.
And they had like change with them? Yeah, so that part I didn't buy.
That part I didn't buy and thought was real cheesy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really need to add anything like that.
Okay, so stuff starts going down. They call OJ. Everyone's going to the house. David Schwimmer, we talked about this a little bit earlier, but I think he's doing a great job in this role. Imagine, like, your buddy kills someone and you have to, like, help your friend out. And you're already of, like, because he raised the Kardashian girls. So, like, he always has, like, questionable morals, obviously, have been passed
Definitely.
Along to them.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, was that the turning point? How did they become friends?
They went to college together. They went to USC. They're college buddies.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, so they went way back.
That's why I call them Bobby.
Yeah.
I think that the show's... And I'm going to be very critical of this going through. I think they're being a little bit soft on Robert Kardashian. I think it's like this new show is a Kardashian, like, revisionist history.
Mm.
I don't think that he was as soft and as, like, sensitive and, like, caring, like, deeply, like, concerned for OJ in this, like, innocent way. I think they're kind of, I don't think he was like that.
Well, I think that the writers are trying to build to this realization he's going to have that OJ did do it. And there's going to be like this, like, hour of darkness moment.
Okay, do you know the theory that about Robert Kardashian hiding the evidence?
No.
Okay, this came out in the civil case, and I believe it's someone in the Golden family brought it up, but Robert Kardashian was seen before OJ was arrested with luggage bags that he had while he was in Chicago. And then the contents of that bag and its contents were never found. Mm-hmm. So it's reason to believe that that bag was carrying the bloody clothes, possibly the murder weapon.
Mm.
And then, I don't know how many years later, but Robert Kardashian later dies of throat cancer. And I know it's crazy, but I think that if you hold a secret like that, it can kill you. But I don't think that this show is taking that route. I think they're really showing him as this innocent, like adoration and love for his college bro. But I feel like Robert Kardashian was obsessed with OJ because he was his ticket to fame and celebrity. He's like, put him in the mix, you know?
So he saw an opportunity to get famous off of the trial?
No, I think off of being friends with OJ. I mean, I know he cared about him. I'm sure he cared about him. I'm sure they were friends, but...
When Chris and I broke up, Juice was there for me every night.
And what kind of marriage advice could he give? Oh, it's also a theory that Robert Kardashian... reinstated his lawyer's license.
Oh, that's a fact, yeah.
Right? So that he wouldn't wind up on the stand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in this show, it seems like it's Robert Shapiro's idea. Hey, why don't you reinstate your license? They kind of just zoom over that conspiracy.
It was my understanding that he did it, like, the day after the murder so that he wouldn't have to testify. Yeah.
After he hid the bloody clothes. Mm-hmm.
Because it's attorney-client privilege.
Yeah.
And he couldn't, so he wouldn't have to testify.
Mm-hmm.
Because he wasn't a criminal lawyer.
No. Do you know what kind of lawyer he was?
He's like a businessman lawyer.
Yeah.
And then he just became a businessman. Because he wasn't, he hadn't practiced law in a long time. And there's so many different kinds of lawyers, too.
Yeah.
You know, it could have been like real estate or something like that. That's probably what it was. That's the kind of way you make money.
I'm happy the show is taking a good focus on Marcia Clark.
Oh, I like how she's always smoking.
Oh, yeah. But I don't know, the actress, she's really good, but she needs to really take a drag off those cigarettes. She's like, she's kind of safely smoking. She's like concerned about her lungs or something.
The timeline adds up.
Yeah. I knew I wanted this for myself, but I'm glad you're helping me.
I like how Johnny Cochran is like, they're kind of teasing he's going to be involved.
Oh, yeah.
They have, like, this other story going.
Yeah, he's still on the outside. He's still watching it on TV.
But he's, you know, but he's kind of, he's in it for black reasons.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like.
Well, yes, he did have a long resume of defending people that were victims of police brutality. And especially at the time, like, L.A. now is, like, totally Disneyland, but in the 90s it wasn't like that. It was like very heated, very tense, and like there was like an anger brewing, but also people were kind of trying to get over that. So I think they're just putting all that into that character because it's kind of hard to portray.
I liked his first scene when he's like getting dressed.
Oh, I think we can.
He's like, oh, who's that?
Oops.
It's Marcia Clark.
There's Marcia, the real Marcia Clark.
Her hair.
They didn't quite get the hair right. They made her hair soft and pretty, but like, you need to have the frizz.
Mm-hmm. And then who's that guy?
That's Bill.
The guy with the beard. Yeah. He doesn't have many lines.
Yeah.
But he's kind of, yeah, okay.
And then Robert Shapiro's like photobombing that picture. And there's Rhonda Nicole, who, see, OJ takes up all the attention.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, that's when they put him in handcuffs.
Yeah, that's in the show.
Yeah, but he wasn't arrested.
Yeah. You can't put the juice in handcuffs.
How do you think Cuba Gooding Jr. is doing as OJ?
I think he's doing a really good job.
Mm-hmm.
Really good job. He's, it must be a hard role to take on as an actor, and because he's doing a good job of not showing any allegiance to a theory. And his own life is kind of a lot like...
He killed his wife?
He didn't kill his wife. I've been to Cuba Gooding Jr.'s house before.
Oh, what's that? Let's hear that story.
Well, I was working as a photo assistant not long after he won an Oscar. We were there to take his picture, and his house was deep in Beverly Hills, and like just enormous and beautiful, like OJ's house, like in a really affluent neighborhood. And he has like a white wife, mixed kids, and like super friendly, super nice, really good kids, but it was, I don't know.
You think he had a temper or something like that?
I'm not saying that. No, okay. Not at all.
But he kind of could see where OJ would be coming from.
Yeah.
Living in this white world.
Yeah.
I like him. I like it when he refers to himself as the juice.
Yeah. Do you really think they called him the juice that much?
No, no way.
You don't think anyone ever called him Orenthal?
His mom did the part where he's like, can you believe all this, Orenthal?
Orenthal.
What kind of guy has two nicknames?
Well, he's just that lovable that you get, if you have more than one nickname, like people love you.
You had OJ and then a nickname for the nickname.
Yeah. Just kind of just starts like spinning.
Juice. I see you have here, was Michael Jackson afraid of lime green?
Oh, okay, yeah, because Johnny Cochran This is the part of the show I like to call the Johnny Cochran fan fiction, when he's going through his closet and he's like, honey, you know, he's like takes his wardrobe really serious. I don't look like no damn grape.
Anything for the best black prosecutor.
Yeah, it's just so over the top. But his wife suggests a lime green suit, and he's like, no, I can't wear that. I'm going to Neverland
Neverland.
later. And Michael or MJ, and I was like, did they call him MJ in the 90s? No, I don't think so. That came later. That's more millennial. But he says, like, MJ's afraid of lime green. I don't know how many phobias a person can have. Because that's just in history's sake, in 1994, Johnny Cochran represented Michael Jackson in the molestation charge by the 14-year-old boy. And got him, they did like a plea bargain or whatever,
Was this
a
before
settlement.
OJ or like during or
During.
during? Wow, he's
Yeah,
busy.
real busy.
Busy helping the
The
black
needy.
celebrities. Yeah. Black celebrities with a lot of resources and means.
Yeah, but do you think Michael Jackson had a phobia of lime green? Or is that the writers having fun?
This is why I think it might be true. It's such a weird little detail that maybe they read that or heard that in their research and they're like, oh, we gotta slide that in.
Right.
'Cause there's so much sliding in that show.
Yeah, Faye Resnick at the funeral.
Oh yeah, she's gonna come back.
Yeah. She's one of my favorite characters in the whole saga.
I don't remember her too well from the first go around. She's Nicole's friend who testified against OJ or something. Sold a book,
She sold
maybe.
a, okay, she sold a book, and well, we might have to wait till we get to that, but she sold a book during the trial, and then they said that that book was going to taint the jury pool, and I'm like, I don't know. Maybe it being on TV is more to blame than Faye Resnick's book.
Remember when Robert Kardashian comes into the funeral? She's like, there's your ex.
There's your ex, in case you aren't paying attention. Oh, I
Was
think.
Chris Kardashian really that big of a part? I mean, they went to vacation together. But you're right. This is like revisionist
Oh, look, Brentwood, no longer a little secret.
Kardashian.
This is from the LA Times during the first week of the murder being announced.
It really did put Brentwood on the map.
It did. Everyone knows where Brentwood is now.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody gets killed in Brentwood.
It's doesn't happen very often.
Have there been any murders since Brentwood? Not that would.
I'm sure.
Wait, I have a picture of oh yeah, the funeral. Oops. So OJ really did, bless you,
Excuse me.
he really did wear Ray-Bans.
That was
But was it really an open casket?
Okay, that's what I was wondering too. 'Cause she would have been all bloodied up.
Yeah. And I know he leaned into the coffin and said, like, I'm so sorry, Nicole, but did he actually kiss the body?
How do you know he said that?
Her sister said it's in the trial.
Oh, wow.
I guess she overheard that, so that's.
Yeah, he probably did it. Well, this is the other thing too that I was thinking about when I was watching it. If you're wrongly accused of a crime, you're gonna be like, "What are you talking about? I didn't kill my ex-wife. That's nuts!" Like, what do you, what? You wouldn't be like, "Oh, better, I'm not gonna answer any questions."
Yeah.
You know, like, he's being too weird about it.
he's being really weird about it, really peculiar.
Oh, another great name dropping. A segment was when Robert Shapiro name drops Johnny Carson and the Menendez brothers.
Yes, I'm really happy about all the Menendez brother name dropping because
To remind you that it's the 90s.
to remind you it's the 90s, but also the Menendez brothers are very crucial to the story because they're trial was the first trial that was ever played in full on television.
I didn't know that.
Yes, so it conditioned audience to enjoy a trial, a murder trial, especially or like a soap opera dramatic style And oh, and through the Menendez brothers trial is what launched court TV. I've been
Oh.
hearing a lot of people say like, OJ, it launched court TV. No, it was the Menendez brothers. Then it was OJ, and then that was just like, oh yeah, this is like TV has changed forever. Like this is like
Broadcasting legal proceedings. That's terrible. Why'd they even let that happen?
It's a terrible, terrible idea.
Because I just grew up like, oh yeah, they show it on TV. But now I'm like thinking about it. What good could come of that?
It was the worst thing to happen to television.
I guess you could go sit in the courtroom though. You have a right to do that.
Yeah, but that's different because you're in real life. You see people's flesh in there. You can look in their eyes. But watching it on TV creates a distance that's, or I don't know if there's a slide. Let's see.
There's
a
Ron.
False intimacy, they say. Okay.
We're getting ahead of
spoilers,
ourselves.
Spoilers.
I would like to point out when we saw that picture of Ron. My dad says that he ate at the restaurant where Ron Goldman worked, and Ron Goldman waited on him, and he was cocky. So, I don't know. They haven't really touched on that at all on the show.
What about Ron Goldman being?
He might have been kind of cocky. Look at that earring he has. I bet he was kind of
cocky.
Well,
come on. I mean, wouldn't you? You're like young and fit and hanging out with like hot divorcees.
Yeah.
You're like living it up. You might be kind of cocky.
Yeah. Yeah, well, okay.
But poor, I don't know.
Poor Ron.
Poor Ron.
Wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah. We'll get to him. What else happened
yeah,
here?
Yeah, move to the second page of the brief.
Oh, yeah, we already talked about Robert Kardashian. Oh, when the woman who's the witness who sees OJ, she drops Soup Plantation. Another
okay.
reminder, it's the 90s.
Yeah, okay, so here's my thing about that. The person who invented the OJ tour, Stu Krieger,
mm-hmm.
said that she was going to Whole Foods, not Soup Plantation. Soup Plantation isn't open till 11.
That's true.
The grocery store is. So that
okay,
was
okay,
what...
I call there it's the it's more of that like 90s fan fiction.
Yeah, that's what kind of tipped me off that maybe this is not, you can't believe everything you see on TV.
It also tipped me off when she was like, they have really good frozen yogurt. It was like a double reminder mm-hmm. that it was
the 90s, yeah.
The 90s.
When frozen yogurt was big.
But whoever wrote that, I kind of like understand because I do remember people talking about the frozen yogurt at Soup Plantation.
Hmm.
Because it was...
It was a simpler time. It was a better time.
Better
it's nostalgia.
Times.
This is a show about nostalgia. Okay, OJ fails the polygraph. Oh, yeah. When Robert Shapiro was like, negative 24. He's flunked. That's the worst you could do. You're flunked. I don't know. I just like that little detail. Also, negative 24, that doesn't sound bad. You had to ask.
Yeah, any kind of negative number.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really into the cinematography of this show.
All the zooms.
All the zooms and the Dutch angles and the like floating camera so they don't have to block anything. It's shot very modern and I don't approve, but I'm watching it anyway.
I'm so engrossed with the story
yeah.
that I've only really noticed the zooms.
Mm-hmm.
But... Yeah, the floating camera thing. I didn't, I'm going to keep an eye out for that.
Yeah.
So then, okay, so the heat's on. They want to arrest OJ. They go to the Kardashians' house in Encino. And he's in Kim's bedroom with, do you have a picture of Kim's bedroom?
No.
With all the Joey Lawrence posters
like,
and stuff?
Does she really like Joey Lawrence? Is that to show that she was, like, not cool?
Did she was boy crazy even then?
Yeah, probably, huh? I don't
And then he signs a suicide note with a smiley face. That's real.
That's real.
That's weird.
Yeah.
It just shows how delusional he was about it.
What's interesting about this dramatization is how they're... It's something that I hadn't thought of, but about how jock culture just, like, became embedded in OJ's life. How everyone's cheering him on and calling him the juice and, like... That gross, like, locker humor, locker room, like, pumping up that, like, testosterone building, like, but also how much of a big old brat an adult man can be when they're talked to like that.
Because he just allowed to do whatever he wanted. And he thought he was untouchable.
Which he is.
Yeah, I mean, I guess ultimately he was. So he didn't even pay that settlement to the Goldmans.
I know.
That's why they released the book. I'm listening to the audiobook now.
If I Did It?
Yeah. It's good. It's pretty good.
I just ordered Marcia Clark's book. I haven't read it.
Oh, yeah. I've only read Mark Furman's. I'm just generally. We'll get but to him got, in the
episodes. Yeah. We got weeks.
Yeah. I can't wait to the one where they talk about him saying the N-word.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be like episode 7. That's going to blow... the case wide open.
Oh man. No spoilers.
Okay, so OJ, we're almost out of time, so we need to get to episode 2.
Okay, let's
two.
Get let's jump to episode 2 because
but anyway, so
everyone knows
OJ's
everyone wants
gonna
to talk about it.
Turn himself in. AC shows up. They get in the Bronco and they go. I thought the episode about the Bronco would be more exciting.
That's so did I. I didn't think this is the media circus outside of Bundy. Here we go.
The famous.
What a shot. Now, you grew up in Brentwood, so can you tell, you have a good story about when the Bronco chase was happening.
Yeah, so OJ was heading back to, you know, he'd been to Orange County to go to Nicole's grave to apparently, he was thinking about committing suicide on her grave. But he didn't. He's in the back of the Bronco with a gun. And meanwhile, in Brentwood, all the kids at the after-school program are hanging out, playing in the schoolyard. And the counselors go, all right, everyone has to come inside early right now. It's still sunny out, so like what's going on? They put us on lockdown, turn on the TV, and everyone's watching the car
they
chase.
They made school children watch the chase on TV?
The counselors wanted to see it.
Beginning and the end.
And then parents were coming to get their kids, and they're like, oh, shit, the chase is on. So everyone was, like, staying to watch it.
The Bronco chase in the show, it does show how people are, like, glued to the television.
The part where, to show how glued to the television everyone was, the guy at Pizza Hut runs out of cheese because everyone's ordering pizza.
So stupid.
See this? It's a big story.
Oh, my God.
I'm out of cheese.
I'm out of cheese.
You believe this? Yeah, that part was funny.
I feel like there was a lot of holes in the Bronco Chase episode.
Like what?
The major one is that the psychiatrist was on the phone with OJ for a really long time, and it was like this... The chase was, like, really intense and really scary when it happened. And then you also got this, like, therapy session on live TV. So they're cutting into, like, basketball pro finals and, like, Arnold Palmer's last game, which is, I think, hindsight. They've added that. It's more name-dropping. But
yeah.
Everyone in the world was, like, watching his, like, building empathy for him. And I felt that was, like... a real crime against television at that point. Like, that's kind of going too far. Like, maybe go back to the basketball game. Like, we don't want to hear him being talked out of suicide on live TV while kids are, like, you are, like, watching it.
And, like, the Kardashians. Remember they were watching?
That was, I call like, BS on
little,
that scene.
Little girl of Kim and, like, little Rob Kardashian.
And they're going, Kardashian! This is why that was really when I was like, I'm going to be real critical. At the first episode, I was like, oh, I'm excited. They're going camp. Because if you want to tell the truth about something, you've got to do it campy. If you really want to dig in and be truthful, you got to use camp. But then in this one, when they had that the Kardashian kids are on the TV spelling their name, chanting.
All four of them were watching together.
I was like, these writers are total fans of the Kardashians, and they're gonna put all this revisionist history and make us, the viewers, have some like empathy for the Kardashians. No way. Please.
But it was, you know, they gotta include them now. It's hindsight, you know.
It's hindsight. It's
showing all the perspectives in this series.
I do believe, though, that that they did see, oh, you can be on television for doing nothing. For being a horrible person will get you more attention than if you were a skilled actor or a good writer or a beautiful person. Like, if you're a horrible person, you will get airtime. And that's a terrible way to grow up.
Very true. Well, luckily, Robert wasn't around to see his daughter's sex tape or son-in-law OD at a brothel or anything like that. But he definitely set the foundation for all those things that happened.
Yeah.
What else do I have in my notes here? Okay, the Pizza Hut, that was the best.
Oh, the fans. I want to show. These are the people. Yeah. So it was a really big deal, the cheering on of OJ, and to get a glimpse of him.
That lady has a baby.
Oh, my
Look
God.
At that.
Oh, my God. And then these bros. Look at that. Stand the hell back.
All the cops give him a police
Imagine
escort.
How many pictures of this would have been on Instagram. Hashtag the chase, you know?
I would have gone.
Do you think people would have asked, here's the route? I like how that says San Fernando Valley House, because that shows how insignificant the Kardashians were at the time.
Yeah, they didn't even know about
Encino. From the LA Times. Yeah, look at these people.
Homemade signs.
We love the juice on cardboard. Look at these guys. Save the juice. We love the juice. On a pizza box. Must be the guy that ran out of cheese.
Oh, those idiots.
Save the juice. We love the juice.
But did they love that he was running? Did they love him and not realize all that was happening? Because he hadn't been arrested at this point.
He hadn't been arrested, but he was... I think this also comes from the psychiatrist talking to him on TV. So suddenly all these like bros and like jocks are like, they're seeing the sensitive side of their hero, and they develop this like empathy to get out the cardboard and the markers and cheer them on the freeway.
That's probably the only creative thing those people ever did in their life. Make those signs.
Yeah. But do you think this many people would have shown up nowadays?
Depends on the celebrity. I don't know how famous OJ was before this. I have no reference.
Naked Gun was out. It was like.
But he's a big football player.
I know, but like, I'm just saying, like, his relevancy. He wasn't playing football, but he was still.
It's on Hertz commercials.
Those commercials. The Naked Gun is real popular. I don't know. I loved them.
He was a big sports star, though. I think that's where his fame came from.
It did, yes. I'm not saying that. People love football players. They love athletes.
Well, that's what they said in the show. They're like, OJ is new sports and entertainment.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Cut away.
It's cool that they did that.
Well, talking like about these fans on the road... People did believe that he was innocent. Mm-hmm. When in my high school, if you said that you thought OJ did it, you would get beat up. Like, you couldn't really, it would be very strange to accuse him. You kind of had to be on his side. And even my mother was like, had bad things to say about Nicole Simpson.
Wasn't she claiming that she knew OJ or something?
Yes, my mom, it was... Another weird crossover where my mom is a nurse, and she would give B12 shots to Susan Harris, who was the creator of the Golden Girls, and she lived next door to O.J. Simpson. So I would go along with my mom sometimes. So I like was in Brentwood once a week. At Susan Harris's house,
and my creator mom of soap.
Yeah, the creator of soap, yeah. She's a really talented, cool lady.
Yeah.
And I was never allowed inside. I would, when my mom went in to administer her shots, I just would stay in the car and just like stare at, and be just like amazed by how rich people were and how successful you could be in showbiz. And anyway, my mom claims that sometime that I didn't go on the ride with her, that O.J. Simpson like held the gate open for her and was like friendly to her. So from that chance meeting that may or may not have really happened, she was my mom believed he was innocent, and she was obsessed with the trial.
So a lot of people were on the juices side. Maybe we should give these fellas a break.
Yeah, it's like only nowadays on the that it's people feel, you know, can look at the evidence with a new perspective.
Okay, so OJ the chase is over, he gets home. By the way, another thing. These same cops who like didn't arrest AC and like gave him this escort and like let him get arrested at home, are it's the same police force that also framed him for murder? That didn't make any
Exactly.
add up.
This is the same police force that when Nicole Brown Simpson was being battered and called 9 times, they shoved it under the rug and didn't really help her. So that is also very peculiar. I think OJ had like a really good relationship with the police.
That's what they say in the show.
Yeah.
They played tennis at his house or something.
Or they'd show up. Actually, Marsha Clark, I watched a just like a press conference with her from like 95 or something. And she says that the police would like stop by his house and have him sign footballs. Like he was like, and they could have, I mean, obviously when he's running on the freeway, police are trigger happy, especially in the 90s. So that's also a little bit something to think about.
Yeah, so that doesn't add up. But anyway, OJ gets home. He says, "Can I speak to my mama? And can I have some orange juice?"
That's true. He really, they did let him sit down after that whole thing. He got to sit down in his own home and enjoy a glass of orange juice.
You think he really liked orange juice?
Yeah, probably. I mean, he's like an egomaniac.
He's the juice.
Do you think he liked OJ before or after the nickname?
Maybe he liked OJ so much, the drink, that that's why people called him that.
But isn't aren't his initials
It's a
OJ? Oh,
coincidence.
it's a coincidence.
It's just a wild coincidence.
It's kind of like the chicken or the egg, OJ or the juice.
The juice. Well, the juice is very loose.
The juice is very loose.
Well, so I think the episode ended with him getting arrested, going to jail. Now the trial is starting.
The trial is starting.
next week.
And there will be some twists.
So many twists.
So many characters to talk about.
You know, speaking of characters and the racism in this case, we haven't talked about Darden at all.
I know.
We haven't. That's really a
Well,
shame on us, but.
he hasn't really come up. They're teasing his involvement. So I think Darden is next episode of juicing.
Yeah, we're going to talk about him
We'll
next
talk
week.
about him next week for
He's
sure.
going to be on the show hopefully more. That seems like an
Yeah.
interesting character arc he's going to have.
And he's also someone kind of like Marsha Clark that in hindsight, that the 20 years on, it's good to see them in a new perspective. I really feel that Marsha Clark carried a lot of the burden of OJ being acquitted. And I think the media was really harsh on her, but she obviously was like a hard-nosed and
Smoker.
smoker. I don't know why I love it that she was a chain smoker.
Yeah, I think
She's
it's
got a
cool.
smokery voice. I just find that so comforting and like cool, but
She's going through a divorce. She's stressed out.
she's stressed out. But yeah, she deserves a if this show is just another media circus, at least it's going to put a new spotlight on Marsha Clark and Christopher Darden.
Exactly. Give some new perspectives.
Give them new perspective, yeah.
Well, I can't wait to find out what's going to happen. We're out of time on this show. Thank you all for
Perfect.
tuning in to this episode. If you're watching on YouTube or listening to the podcast, stick with us every week till the end of the series. Hopefully, there'll be another season of this show about the civil trial. We can
Yeah,
cover
next
that.
season. Or
Yeah.
maybe a whole show on the Menendez brothers.
American Crime Story.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, everyone. This has been Juicing, The People vs. O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story.